Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Time. There's nothing more valuable. It's what drives everyone to make the most of every moment. We celebrate living large in the now. In a city where time disappears, we create experiences that electrify the soul and memories that will last forever. We go big. We go all night. And here, everyone is invited. So get loose and get loud.
This is Circa. You'll have the time of your life.
Hello and welcome to the Rochmore Constant Show, presented by the Sporting Tribune on the Mighty Air 1090 ESPN Radio in Southern California, 98.5 The Bet in Las Vegas, and the Hawaii Sports Radio Network, 95.1 FM and AM 760 in Hawaii. A lot to get into here on a Wednesday. And let's bring in from the Sporting Tribune, Grant Mona. Grant, how are you?
Doing good. It's just it's kind of a solemn day here because we lost a legend today. We've been losing too many legends lately, but yeah, it's a sad day for NBA fans.
No doubt about that, Grant. We woke up to the news Wednesday morning that Jerry West had passed away. I mean, when you talk about a legend in basketball, it does not get bigger than the logo himself, Jerry West, who, again, his silhouette is the, you know, whether or not it was his exact picture, he was the inspiration for the logo. And again, that was his nickname, and it was one that he shied away from, but there's no doubt about it. He was the logo, passing away Wednesday. He finished his career with the Los Angeles Clippers. He was very instrumental in the NBA coming back to where the Forum was, where he had his great success with the Lakers, not only as a player with winning a championship and then putting together those great Showtime Lakers teams, but also putting together Shaq and Kobe. And he took a lot of pride in the NBA coming back to Inglewood. Sadly, again, I'm sure he no doubt got to tour the Intuit Dome, but you know, will not be there for the first game that they play there. Grant, there was a lot of big moments in terms of the Clippers doing things the right way, and they've been doing things the right way for quite some time. You know, they have not won a championship yet, but in terms of being a model franchise, in terms of paying top dollar to their employees, for their players, for their coaches. I thought when they brought on Jerry West as an advisor, and I forget his exact title, but very much, you know, there with Steve Ballmer, very much involved with all the moves that they made, you know, when they brought in Kawhi, when they brought in Paul George, when they got to the franchise's first ever conference finals. I mean, Jerry West was very much a part of that. Take me back to that day when Jerry West joined the Clippers and your thoughts about having him be a part of what the Clippers have done.
Yeah, you know, even if his title was advisor, or even if, you know, his title was just an assistant, right? He just had such a profound impact on the Clippers organization in terms of getting them back to seriousness. I mean, this is a guy that, you know, went to Memphis and turned them into a contender with Zach Randolph, Marc Gasol, and Mike Conley. This is a guy that, you know, urged the Warriors to not trade Klay Thompson for Kevin Love in that 2013-2014 year. And obviously, we all know how that turned out for the Warriors. They won championships after that. Obviously, Jerry West wasn't a part of the championships, but he was very instrumental in keeping that core together and building them into a title team. And then, you know, he comes to the Clippers, and, you know, it's very shocking to me because I never thought that such a profound figure in the game of basketball would come and say, hey, I want to help the Clippers win a championship or get them back to contender status. And that's just exactly what he did. He was so high on Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, and, you know, all the players respected him from the minute they got there. And that's, you know, he's a big reason why the narrative and the view of the Clippers has shifted so much. Obviously, you know, Steve Ballmer has a ton to do with that. He's probably at the forefront of that. But having just such a humble and respected figure in your organization and be a part of your organization to help with making some of these decisions, like you mentioned, instrumental in bringing Kawhi Leonard to the Clippers. You know, he's very high on Paul George as well as a two-way player. He was always talking about those two guys so well. And just to see, you know, the respect that those two guys had for him. And, you know, like I mentioned, just the image of the Clippers, having Jerry West be kind of the guy that you look at and say, okay, well, we're talking about a Clippers acquisition. We're talking about a Clippers signing. It has to be Jerry West. You know, he was very high on Shai Gilgeous-Alexander when they drafted him. He was one of the guys that wanted Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and spoke very highly of him when the Clippers drafted him in 2019 and, you know, 2018. And, you know, he was a very, very, like I mentioned, humble guy. He always wanted the Clippers to be at the forefront of the contention status. Obviously, he's a Lakers legend as a player, many, many finals as a player, but also many, many finals as an executive, Arash. I mean, this is a guy that wanted Kobe Bryant, you know, traded for Shaq. He traded for Kawhi Leonard. He kept that Warriors core together. He built teams into contenders. And, you know, it's not just his status as a player. It's not just his legacy as a player, but his legacy as an executive, too. I mean, it's rare that you see a player just transform into this amazing executive that he was. And, you know, I know there was some falling out with the Lakers, but he will always be a Lakers legend. He will always be a Clippers legend. And it's just so sad to have him go right before the Intuit Dome opens, a new era for the Clippers. That's just kind of what makes it sad, is that he never got to see the grand opening of this arena that he helped build. I truly do believe that he helped build this arena and kind of change the narrative of this Clippers organization. So it's a sad day, but it's great to remember how amazing he was as a player. Like you mentioned, he is the logo, and how great he was as an executive, turning franchises around, literally.
I mean, it is amazing the impact he had on every franchise that he joined. Again, everyone knows his impact with the Lakers, not only as a player, but as an executive. And then things, you know, went sideways with Phil Jackson in terms of the way Phil spoke to him, in terms of the, you know, when you have two figures like that who want to do things their way, they did not see eye to eye. At the end of the day, Jerry West put that team together. Jerry West was instrumental in hiring and bringing in Phil Jackson. Again, that was the only time. Phil Jackson is really truly the only coach the Lakers have broke the bank for. I mean, people forget that Pat Riley was a color commentator alongside Chick Hearn before he was kind of thrust into being an assistant head coach. And then, by the way, was a co-head coach with Jerry West prior to getting the job as the head coach. And it was Jerry West who said, I don't want to be a co-head coach. Pat Riley is the head coach, and I'm just here to help Pat. So again, you know, Phil Jackson was the only coach that they broke the bank for. You know, at that point, you know, coming off six championships with the Bulls, again, two three-peats. They said, this is the guy that we need. You know, this is the guy that we need to coach Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal. So Jerry West goes to the Memphis Grizzlies. Again, no one expected the Memphis Grizzlies to be anything. He brings in Hubie Brown, who was thought of as, I mean, way past his prime, comes back, he's coach of the year. Pau Gasol just really makes them, again, a playoff team. I mean, if you're the Memphis Grizzlies, I mean, that's all you can really hope for. Has a second act with the Golden State Warriors, instrumental in them keeping that core group together when they wanted to trade Klay Thompson for Kevin Love. No disrespect to Kevin Love, but like that team, the Splash Brothers, they don't have the success that they have if they don't keep that core group together of Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green. Again, once again, instrumental in sitting down with and convincing Kevin Durant, listen, it's about happiness. It's about going someplace that you want to win. It's about being a part of a franchise that's doing things the right way. And again, if you talk to KD, I mean, in sitting down with Jerry West, I mean, that he was one of the key guys in terms of recruiting Kevin Durant and creating a super team that we've never seen before. And then again, as we just touched on, Grant, I mean, joining the Clippers in the final act of his professional career of, again, helping a franchise get to a place that they've never gotten to. Again, the conference finals. I know the goal was obviously for them to win a title. We both think that if Kawhi was healthy, they probably would have in 2021, but they got to the conference finals. And again, the last sort of cherry on top, you know, if, again, the Intuit Dome was essentially done by the time that he passed on Wednesday. Again, a lot of season ticket holders are getting tours of it. The media is getting tours of it, the food and the drink. And it will be the most amazing arena in the NBA when it opens. And again, Jerry West saw it. He was there for the groundbreaking. He was there throughout the entire process. When you think back, I don't think I'm going out on a limb here. Definitely the greatest player to go on to a post-career role as either an executive or a coach. Again, generally speaking, it is very hard for a great Hall of Fame player to have a great second act as either an executive or a coach. And to give you some examples, you know, Jordan going from, again, the greatest player of all time, arguably, did not pan out as an executive when you look at what he did with Charlotte. Even as a head coach, I guess you could say Larry Bird as a head coach with the Pacers got them to the finals, but they didn't win. But you could say Jerry West was arguably, if not the greatest, again, I think the greatest executive. When you look at his track record of success, I mean, he was the one, like, technically didn't draft Kobe, but said Kobe Bryant is the best player in this draft class. He's a transcendent talent. I'm going to have basically make the deal with Charlotte, where Charlotte, you select him, but we'll trade you Vlade for Kobe Bryant. And in that same summer goes out to recruit Shaquille O'Neal. Touch on the fact that this is probably the greatest player turned executive in league history.
Yeah, he definitely is, just by his impact to so many organizations. Like, you know, you see guys that become head coaches. I mean, we've had Steve Nash, Larry Bird become a head coach, and obviously they went to the finals, but we've never seen a player just go to be an executive as great as Jerry West was. And, you know, his legacy as a player, like we talk about him as an executive, his legacy as a player was just as impressive. I mean, going to the finals as many times as he did, winning finals MVP as a losing player in the NBA finals. I don't think we'll ever see that ever again. That's how good he was. And this is in an era without the three-pointer. So he was putting up 50 points per game in finals games as a player. And then to then move on to be an executive. And like you mentioned, just instrumental in so many different facets of each of these organizations. You know, even if you can say that, well, he wasn't the main guy in doing it, his influence and his voice and his power that he has when he speaks and when he talks to people and his evaluation of players, like his excitement for the game just changed so many organizations. And, you know, that's really what you don't see from players going to executives. They don't have that passion that they used to have as a player. They don't have that spark or that interest that they had as a player. Jerry West had that until he unfortunately passed away on Wednesday. I mean, he was just as passionate about the intricacies of the game and the analytics of the game and studying players as he was when he was a player to when he was an executive in his days with the Clippers. He was always in tune with how players were transforming, with athleticism. He was always one of those guys that really loved to study the game. And even, you know, in his podcast that he's been on recently and in some of the talks that he's had, you know, he still had that fire in him to where he really believed that he was, you know, one of the better players. But obviously, like you mentioned, Arash, earlier, he was so humble in the fact that he did not want any credit. He didn't want anybody to talk highly of him because he always liked to distribute the love to the people that were around him. And I think that's just what makes him such an amazing figure is that, you know, not only was he a ferocious player and a great player, but just his humbleness as an executive, you know, a humbleness as a guy. I think that's what made him so special because a lot of, you know, ego is involved in becoming an executive, especially as a player. And that's what takes down a lot of players that do want to hop into the front office. And he never had any of that. So it's a rare instance. And, you know, that's why losing him just makes it so much sadder, you know.
It is amazing that the Lakers' first dynamic duo, when they moved from Los Angeles, Elgin Baylor and Jerry West, again, both are no longer with us now, you know, spent a lot of time with the Clippers. Again, Baylor was the GM of the Clippers, won GM of the year when they, you know, had the success that they did with Baron Davis and that group that got to the postseason. And then with Jerry West, again, both statues are in front of Crypto.com Arena now. The Intuit Dome, I guess we'll want to just close out here because it was such a proud moment for Jerry West to be a part of something like that. It's basically done. It's really incredible now when you, you know, take a look at the building and we saw a lot of pictures of the wall, but now fans... again, season ticket holders, members of the media got to tour the arena. And again, what they're doing with the Chuck Mark thing where, again, it's generally very expensive to go to the games now. I mean, they're going to make it such with this Chuck Mark that if you, again, with the Chuck Mark, you can correct me if I'm wrong, Graham, but you basically have to certify that you're a Clippers fan some way, somehow. But, you know, $5 hot dogs, cheap lower bowl ticket to the game. As a Clippers fan, I mean, touch on what they're doing to really make it affordable for fans to come out and enjoy the games and watch their team play.
Yeah, they're making it just a basketball hub. And I think that's what the main thing is that, you know, they're not just making it this conglomerate stadium where everything, you know, usually when you have a new stadium, prices are higher. They want to grab as much money as possible, get as much profit as possible, have as much marketing on that arena as possible. This is a privately funded arena by Steve Ballmer. He is bringing lower prices to the people that are Chuck Mark certified, like you mentioned. All you have to do is provide proof that you were at a Clippers game, that you've been to a Clippers game as a Clipper fan, and you get that Chuck Mark certification, and you get to sit. I mean, they have deals where you can sit anywhere from row 3 to 52 in the wall. Okay. If you get there early, you get to sit there in row 3, and that is a fantastic seat. That's like almost courtside level seats, and it's a very, very cheap price. They're making this for the basketball fan. I mean, everything that the design was, they built it up and not to the side. You know, they made everything so intimate, so it'll be louder, so that the acoustics will be right on top of the players. That's the main reason for the wall, is to make sure that, you know, fans are as close to the action as possible, and that it does feel like a home court advantage. There's been a lot of talk from in recent years about the Clippers' home court advantage, and, you know, just most recently in this past playoffs, that it just didn't seem like the Clipper fans were really loud or they were really into it. No pun intended.
I was going to say, well played.
But with this new Intuit Dome, they really want to make it seem like the fans are on top of the players. Like it's so loud. And obviously it's going to be one of the smaller arenas in the league. And I love that fact. A lot of people are saying, oh, well, why is it going to be such a small arena? I actually prefer the more intimate kind of feel and atmosphere that they're going to bring there. And obviously you have the insane Halo board that they're going to have. It's honestly larger than life in pictures. I mean, I can only imagine how it looks in person. The SoFi Stadium one across the street is enormous for that size of the stadium. And this is going to be an acre of LED boards. So it's a fusion of modern technology, Arash. It's a fusion of just pure basketball passion. And I think, you know, it's unfortunate that Jerry passed before you could see it open, but this is going to be something that he was probably very proud of, because it's going to be kind of a mecca of basketball, a center of basketball. And that's why the All-Star Game is going to be there in 2026, because we, you know, I think Adam Silver understands that too.
And when you're worth as much as Steve Ballmer is, you know, he mentioned he's probably not going to turn a profit on this. And the reason that I say that, and the reason that it's true, is generally you build arenas to host or to be the home of a hockey team and to host events like that. To your point, it was built specifically for basketball. In fact, the configuration wouldn't work for hockey. In fact, the configuration can only work for certain concerts and things like that. So it is a basketball venue that will be that will host amazing concerts and comedy as well, with amazing acoustics. But, you know, again, Steve Ballmer can do this because he's worth more than anyone else in the NBA in terms of, like, so he toured every pro arena, a ton of college venues. In fact, you know, he mentioned how much he liked, you know, the setup that the Utah Jazz had. San Diego State, by the way. I mean, like, who would have thought? But, like, he liked the way that the fans were on top of the court. And, again, when you look at from the last seat of Intuit Dome to the court and how close you are. Again, there's not a bad seat in the house, and I know that that's cliche to say, but it really will be true. And again, we bring this up because Jerry West was very proud of what they were building, and it's built. And it's built. I mean, yeah, I don't know whether he got to walk the court, but you know, sad that he's no longer with us. But the impact that he had on the league, I mean, you can't get any more of an impact than he is of the logo. Just the impact also that he had here in Los Angeles with what he did with the Lakers, what he has done with the Clippers. So just a really sad day here in Los Angeles as we remember one of the all-time greats in Jerry West. All right, let's leave it there with you, Grant, in terms of talking about the Clippers. When we come back, we'll welcome Brandon on to talk about, again, his impact with the Lakers in terms of a player, in terms of an executive, in terms of really having a hand in every major moment in Los Angeles basketball history. So we'll talk about that and more when we come back right here on the Mightier 1090 in Southern California, the Bet in Las Vegas, and the Hawaii Sports Radio Network.
Time. There's nothing more valuable. It's what drives everyone to make the most of every moment. We celebrate living large in the now, in a city where time disappears. We create experiences that electrify the soul and memories that will last forever. We go big. We go all night. And here, everyone is invited. So get loose and get loud.
This is Circa. You'll have the time of your life.
Welcome back to the Rush Markazi Show, presented by the Sporting Tribune on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in Southern California, 98.5 The Bet in Las Vegas, and the Hawaii Sports Radio Network, 95.1 FM and AM 760 in Hawaii. Guest of the writer, if you have a question or comment or want to win tickets to an upcoming game in Southern California, Las Vegas, or Hawaii, call our hotline 310-400-0340. Let's welcome in from the Sporting Tribune, Brandon Deutsch. We talked in the last segment with Grant Mona about the impact that Jerry West had on the Clippers. Again, Jerry West passed away on Wednesday. We woke up to that sad news. The impact that he had in Los Angeles basketball, really on California basketball, really began with the Los Angeles Lakers. He was one of the first players for the Lakers when they moved from Minneapolis to Los Angeles. Again, he was a rookie when he was drafted by the Lakers. So he played his entire career with the Los Angeles Lakers, when the team's first championship here in Los Angeles, went on to be an amazing executive with the Lakers, putting together the Showtime Lakers, putting together Kobe and Shaq, and then moved on to the Golden State Warriors, where he helped put that team together and was instrumental in making sure that Klay Thompson was not traded for Kevin Love. And then again, finished his career with the Clippers, where he was very key in putting together Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. Brandon, wanted to focus in on his career with the Lakers. Just touch on, again, it goes without saying, he's the logo, one of the most instrumental figures in league history. Your thoughts on Jerry West and the impact that he had on the league and the Lakers in particular?
Yeah, I you know, he's not only one of the greatest players of all time, right? Like, he's arguably the best executive in the history of basketball. And the reason why I say that, a lot of people would say Auerbach from the Celtics, but it was easy. This is a hard argument, right? Because basketball is just different back then. It was easier. I mean, the Celtics were just so dominant. I know they had Jerry West, the Lakers, Elgin Baylor, and some of those teams. But what he was able to do in different decades following, not only the Showtime Lakers, you know, as the general manager, but also bringing Kobe and Shaq to LA and creating another dynasty too. Then, of course, his work with the Warriors as a consultant after he retired coming back. And then obviously the Clippers as well, helping, you know, draft Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And then, you know, him not wanting Shai Gilgeous-Alexander included in the Oklahoma City trade, you know, but bringing Paul George and Kawhi Leonard to the Clippers at the time too, which was a deal that all 30 GMs would have done, right? Like, everybody would have done it, right? So at the end of the day, I just think that he had probably the greatest career in basketball history. If we look for, like, of what he was able to do at every level, being a player, super successful, being a head coach, being a executive, right? And like, what he was able to accomplish, it's a super sad day for basketball. I didn't even mention he's the logo, right? So like, that's a whole different impact that he had. I was lucky to meet him a few times. You know, he's spoken Professor Jeff Hollinger at USC's classes, and he was so nice, but, you know, talked about the struggles he had growing up, you know, with depression too. He has a great autobiography out about that and how he dealt with that. And he was legitimately just broken by continuously losing to the Boston Celtics in the finals, right? I know he won one year against the New York Knicks, but that led him to the success he had as an executive too, like, to bring titles to Los Angeles more and more and more and more and more, right? Like, I know the relationship with the Lakers died a little bit toward the end over the last, you know, two decades, but a Lakers legend, a basketball legend, and someone that it was a genius basketball wise. Truly a sad day. There's rarely a day his impact in the game will never be, no one will ever do it again the way he did it.
No doubt about it. He became the third player in league history to reach 25,000 points. He was an all-star every single year that he played, as in his entire career that he played for the Los Angeles Lakers. I went to the NBA Finals 9 times, winning the franchise's first championship in Los Angeles in 1972. 12-time All-NBA selection, a Finals Most Valuable Player, first and I believe only time for a losing team in 1969. Again, that was the first year that award was given out. And still, again, the only time it was given to a player on the losing team. Part of the NBA 75th anniversary team. But again, to your point, Brandon, not only just a Hall of Fame player, generally speaking, Hall of Fame players have a hard time transitioning to being Hall of Fame executives or Hall of Fame coaches. Not the case with West. Again, when you look at the Showtime Lakers team he helped put together, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Magic Johnson, James Worthy, then put together the Shaq and Kobe Lakers. Again, the summer of 1996, went to Atlanta when the Olympics were there and recruited Shaquille O'Neal, contacted Charlotte and effectively said, listen, we want to draft this kid out of high school, Kobe Bryant. Let's make a deal. We'll trade you Vlade Divac. You draft Kobe for us. Made that deal, and the rest is history. And again, went to the Grizzlies. Again, no one expected the Grizzlies to do much of anything hired Hubie Brown out of retirement. He won Coach of the Year. Pau Gasol was the Rookie of the Year. Again, did win a championship there, but I don't think anyone ever thought that the Memphis Grizzlies would. But built another dynasty, or helped to build another dynasty, with the Golden State Warriors, with Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, helped recruit Kevin Durant to the Warriors to build that super team. And then you fast forward to the end. 100% right about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Did not want to have Shai part of that deal. But listen, if that was the one player holding up, putting together Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, like the Clippers weren't going to stop that that deal from happening. But, you know, unfortunately, health has really been the reason that the Clippers have not reached their full potential. I think that they probably win it all in 2021 if Kawhi is healthy. But again, the last four postseasons, he has not been healthy. How will you remember him, Brandon? Again, you know, we weren't alive to remember him like as a player, but when you watch these documentaries and you hear about him, I mean, you know, the logo was the logo because he was an amazing player. But to your point, very rarely does one person have an impact on the number of franchises the way that he has. So when I say the name Jerry West, what's the first thing that comes to mind for you?
Relentless. Yeah. I think, you know, I know a lot of people would say, oh, success, legend. But to me, it's the mentality he had, the relentlessness. People forget, you know, we talk about it in Los Angeles, like the Kobe Mamba mentality, right? Like, where did that come from? Why was he so interested in bringing Kobe to the Lakers from the Charlotte Hornets? They connected on a basis. I mean, there was a time Jerry West wouldn't sign anybody unless they were a dog. And he had that quote, like, I was a wolf, I ate dogs, right? Like, yeah, that competitive nature, it started with him. He was the one that really encapsulated it and implemented it into Los Angeles culture. And of course, it went to another level with the Mamba mentality and Kobe Bryant. But people forget what a competitor he was. He could not sleep at night because he was losing to the Boston Celtics and he wanted to. It was another level of passion and relentlessness. And he took that to every single thing he did in life. You know, he came from nothing, was poor, grew up poor, you know, like, and built himself from nothing and really used that mentality to succeed in a variety of ways. So when I think about him, I think about, yeah, he was the culture setter in Los Angeles. I know people say, oh, it's Kobe. Like, yes, he's the most remembered Mamba mentality. Like, that's definitely something that will live forever in Los Angeles. But Jerry West was the one who first started to implement that type of mentality, you know, not just in Los Angeles, but in the basketball world.
Yeah, I mean, just so competitive. I mean, I just remember how nervous he got during games. I mean, he famously could not watch his team play a lot of games, where he would just refuse to watch. Again, imagine that. GM of a team puts together this team and literally is cooped up in the locker room, doesn't want to hear the game, can't watch the game, that nervous. When the Lakers finally did go to Boston to win the championship, again, the only time that the Lakers went to Boston and won a championship, Jerry was couldn't go. Like, he refused to fly to Boston to watch that game. I don't even think he could listen to the game on the radio. But that's just where he, again, like, just built differently. You know, you hear a lot of phrases like, you know, built different, he's a one of one. He truly was. I mean, just the way that he did things. And the sad thing, Brandon, and I don't want to make this about the Lakers, but, like, you don't let a legend like that finish his career and finish his life without being a part of your franchise. And again, like I know he went to the Clippers, so, like, when that happens, usually you kind of basically burn down the bridge behind you. But Jerry West is a legend. Again, Jerry West is the reason, or one of the big reasons, that the Lakers are the Lakers. From, again, being the first star player when this team moved to Los Angeles and they were playing in front of half-empty crowds at the Los Angeles Memorial Sports Arena, to building the Forum, to being the captain of the first championship team, to helping build the Showtime Lakers, to helping put together the Kobe Shaq teams. The fact that his life came to an end, and he had never, to my knowledge, made amends with the Lakers. Again, that's more on the Lakers. Again, like when you're dealing with someone who's at the end of his life, like let bygones be bygones. I don't know your thoughts on that. I mean, I just always felt it was sad that that relationship was never made right.
Yeah, I agree. It's one of those things where I remember it was Phil versus Jerry, right? And like, who are they going to side with? I know they had like disagreements in the past. And obviously Jeannie was in a relationship with Phil Jackson at the time. And not obviously the Lakers sided with Phil Jackson when they had their disputes. Phil ended up being a horrible executive for the Knicks. Fast forward. And Jerry West was, you know, one of the greatest executives of all time. That was a big fumble on the Lakers' part. I wish they could have made amends. It was similar to the Kobe and Shaq thing. I'm sure, like, if you talk to maybe if Jerry West in like 5 years, if he was still alive and Phil Jackson came together and said, you know, if they had sat down, I'm sure it would be a different, like, conversation, like, yeah. Now even, or in 5 years from now, if Jerry West was still alive, right? Like, but it was like a Shaq Kobe situation where they had to split them up. They had to side with somebody. And, you know, that's kind of what deteriorated that relationship. Very sad. Obviously, Jeannie's still the owner. She's not with Phil Jackson. Obviously, she's married to Jay Moore, but they're still, obviously, they have a relationship and a friendship, even, you know, even if it was rocky. It's a tough situation when relationships and friendships get involved in business, right? Arash, like, I mean, that happens in a multitude of different businesses and corporations where that becomes a problem and certain things deteriorate because of that. I'm not saying Jerry West not being with the Lakers is why there is a dysfunction kind of involved now, but I guarantee you if he was kept all along, that, you know, there wouldn't be this level of dysfunction within the organization right now. And that's nothing against Jeannie Buss. It's just, it's really sad how it ended. I do think he should have remained a consultant, at least even when he came out of retirement with the Lakers, for the rest of time. That's how it should have been.
Yeah. It's just, you know, you want to see those, relationships, made right. Again, when you're talking about someone who is that significant, not only as a player, but as an executive, you know, it went down. It was so petty with the tickets, apparently, and that the fact that that made it to the public, that, again, Dr. Jerry Buss apparently promised Jerry West and his family, you know, tickets for as long as they needed them. And then that got taken away. So, you know, listen, it's unfortunate. But again, it is a lesson to always kind of try to make, you know, things right, because you don't know when someone is going to go, and you always think like, well, you know, we'll talk about it at some point. You know, we'll talk about it tomorrow. We'll talk about it next month, next year, or whatever. And sometimes you don't have those moments. One of the things that is, you know, that Jerry West was very proud about was that basketball was being brought back to the City of Champions, to Inglewood across the street from the SoFi Stadium. Again, the Intuit Dome is basically done. Again, not like open yet for any events that will take place later this summer. But, you know, the fans are getting their first look at it. If you're a season ticket holder, you're getting to see these pictures of the wall and the seats, and you're getting a tour of the food items. How much can the Clippers, having their own home, the Intuit Dome, the $2 billion Intuit Dome, change the direction of the franchise? Again, unfortunately, from a basketball perspective, and when I say unfortunately, like, health is a really big key. Like, the team is not going to change a whole bunch. I mean, I guess the best case scenario for them is they kind of bring back all their stars, but that they're healthy. But Brandon, how much can having their own home change things for this team?
I think it does wonders. I think for years, you know, even with the Lob City Clippers, it just felt weird when they were competing and, you know, in the playoffs, and the Lakers were bad at the time, that they were in the Staples Center, right? Or now Crypto.com Arena. It just didn't make sense. They always needed their own home, whether that was in San Diego or whether that was a new stadium. They want to remain in Los Angeles. That's fine. I think it's going to do wonders for them, growing their fan base among younger kids, especially if the Lakers don't win a championship in the next five. I mean, the Clippers, I know things aren't going their way, but they have a clear, 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 goal in mind that they could absolutely achieve. First, they need to win a championship. Then from there in the new arena, they need to win another championship. It's never going to be a Clipper town, but what they can do is the same thing the Chargers could do, is if you win a Super Bowl or if you win a championship or if you win a few, then you can at least get some portion of the fan base in town. And I think having your own arena expedites that process, especially if the team is very successful, right? Considering the Intuit Dome also will be probably, not probably, it's going to be the nicest arena in basketball, right? Yeah. Like, so I'm going to go. I'm not a Clippers fan. I'm going to try and get season tickets and go because I want to see a game there. I want to see how it is. Apparently the food is amazing. No offense to Crypto.com Arena, but apparently it's way better. It's going to be way better. So, I mean, there's definitely an attraction involved. And Steve Ballmer has the money. Jeannie Buss, you know, it's she doesn't have the money Steve does. No one does.
No,
so
no
that's definitely a thing that will play for the Clippers as well.
Yeah, I mean, and when you look at what Ballmer has done with this team, and again, the Intuit Dome is just built for basketball. And Steve Ballmer has said, like, listen, that's going to cost me money. Why? You know, I'm not going to have hockey games. I'm not going to be... And, you know, if the Ducks look to move one day or whatever, like this is not built for hockey. This is not built for anything but basketball. Now it can host concerts and events like that, but it's just built for the Clippers. It's just built for basketball. And because of that, they're not going to have as many events as Crypto.com Arena, but that's fine. Again, you could do things like that when you are Steve Ballmer and listen, you are laser focused on one goal. And to your point, like they can. Now, it hasn't translated into a championship, but if I'm a free agent, or certainly if you're a coach, for example, like Ty Lue, like it didn't work out with the Lakers, but, you know, they've stayed committed to Ty Lue, despite the fact that they have not advanced past the first round in the last 4 years because they've been hurt, or at least the last 3 years. I mean, having that consistency, again, having that consistency of knowing, again, I think the problem with Jeannie and the Lakers right now is that consistency is not there and that they lowball these coaches really quick. I mean, if you're a free agent, if you're a prospective head coach, do you look at the Lakers now and say, listen, that's not a franchise that I want to, you know, hitch my wagon to right now. The way that things are going for the Lakers, like I'd either wait for the right job or maybe go to the Clippers.
Yeah, I think the Clippers are a very attractive destination. I don't think it's ever going to be more attractive than the Lakers just because of the brand and just the amount of eyes that will be on you if you're a Laker and what it does for the game and media and everything and the sponsorships. Like the Lakers is a different animal. Yeah. But I think we're going to start seeing free agents consider the Clippers more, especially when the Kawhi Paul George era is done and there's a guy like a LaMelo Ball, you know, from Chino Hills. You know, the Lakers might be a bad place for him because of all the lights on him and, you know, he obviously has some controversy, but the Clippers, not as much bright lights on them and can still, you know, be in a great arena and have some sponsorships and be in Los Angeles' hometown. I think we're going to see that a lot over the next 5-10 years. But I still think the Lakers, like if a Shai Gilgeous-Alexander were to ever leave Oklahoma City, the Lakers would be the number one choice, right? Like he would never go back to the Clippers. Or like if, let's say an Anthony Edwards ever gets unhappy in Minnesota, it wouldn't be the Clippers. It would be the Lakers still. I truly believe that.
It's something different about the Lakers. And we've seen these time periods before. You know, it wasn't that long ago, 2019. They had the fans, it was a very small event, but, you know, fans picketing outside saying Jeannie should sell the team, and what happens? Like that year, they will go on to win a championship. So we do have these periods where things don't go their way. But again, on a day like this, we remember Jerry West. Why? Because of his model of consistency, the fact that he led the Lakers to a championship as a player, he led the Lakers to multiple championships as an executive, and then again, he helped the Warriors have their success. Help the Clippers get to the kind of success that they've never had before. So just an amazing career, an amazing man, you know, someone that we're going to miss. Again, until his dying day, until a couple of months ago, just someone that you would see courtside at games and just an amazing man to kind of talk hoops with. So We're definitely going to miss him. Brandon, thanks so much. That is all the time we have for today. Let's do it again tomorrow. Until then, this is Arash Markazi saying stay safe and stay healthy.
Time. There's nothing more valuable. It's what drives everyone to make the most of every moment. We celebrate living large in the now. In a city where time disappears, we create experiences that electrify the soul and memories that will last forever. We go big. We go all night. And here, everyone is invited. So get loose and get loud.
This is Circa. You'll have the time of your life.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunchberries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's Jean-Lefort Foot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunchberry.
No!
No one steals my Crunchberries.
I think you mean my Crunchberries. Choose your own Crunchventure with Cap'n Crunch.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.